shining and the birds are singing and everything's just great, you'd say, oh, what a morning.
Beautiful morning. What a wonderful day.
Okay. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over
before I can get my tire changed.
Okay. What's the enemy and the opposite of God called?
Devil.
And what do people think they'll see at night that will frighten them?
See at night that'll frighten them?
Mm-hmm. Well, and they sometimes think they see these things around graveyards and stuff like that.
Oh, they call them ghosts and all like that, but the thing now that has frightened me is, you see, look like some guy hanging out just waiting to get to hold you up and rob you. Shoot you.
Real life ghost. Thinking again of the ghost, what's the house called where all ghosts are supposed to live? If you've got a house and it's got a ghost in it, then people say, oh, that's
a haunted house.
Okay. How about when you go, you better put your sweater on because it's getting
cool outside, getting cold outside.
If it's getting chilly, it's getting, how much chilly?
It's getting colder.
All right, if you have a choice, you might say, I prefer to do this instead of that, or you might say, I do this.
I'm going to do this, I don't want to do that.
Okay, how would you, I want you to tell me how you might say, I'd prefer to do this. What's another way of saying, I'd prefer to do this?
I'd rather.
Okay. What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for a really, really long time?
Oh, it's so good to see you. Just like when you came in last night.
That had a lot of feeling in it, Granddaddy. Okay. If a man owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? You might say, boy, that's a
big farm.
Land. Well, now, you didn't use right smart there. Have you ever used the expression right smart?
Right smart?
Uh-huh. Like right smart of pain. Can you give me any examples of how you might use right smart if you ever used it? Right smart amount? Or would you ever use it?
Mm-mm. Well, no more than say that guy was right smart, he used good judgment.
Okay. If you want to say something stronger and more enthusiastic than yes.
Then yes?
Yeah. You want to use something much better than just, oh, yes, you might say, what? A really strong affirmation. You want to show somebody that you really agree with them.
Oh, that's great.
It's raining.
Okay, when something shocking is reported and perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment saying,
Well, the very idea of accusing me of such a thing.
And when you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting when you're asking about their health? Like when you see me on the street.
Oh, I'd say, well, hello, how are you feeling? How's things going?
And when you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say to him? Like you say, hi, I'm...
Well, it's certainly a pleasure meeting you.
If you have some visitors and they've come and you've really enjoyed their visit, then you usually say, oh, please come